SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
This Christmas, discover festive favourites at Harvey Norman. Gamers will love the latest gaming consoles. Tech fans, a sleek new smartphone. Active lifestyles, smart watches and fitness trackers. Music lovers, wireless headphones and portable speakers. Ice cream makers for dessert lovers. Air fryers for quick meals and outdoor grills for summer feasts. For fun and personal touches, instant photo printers, premium hair care and styling tools. From cutting-edge gadgets to lifestyle luxuries, find everything you need to celebrate at Harvey Norman.
You're listening to SBS News.
It was one of the ugliest moments in Australia's recent history. 20 years ago, on the 11th of December 2005, around 5,000 people flocked to the Sydney beachside suburb of Cronulla for what quickly became a violent rally against Middle Eastern immigration. In Sydney for some time, but the situation reached a tipping point after two Cronulla lifeguards were assaulted by a group of men. That event and other alleged altercations were reported widely across the media. In response, thousands of text messages were circulated, promoting a so-called Aussie Pride rally and calling for revenge attacks on people perceived to be Middle Eastern. Sutherland Shire Mayor Jack Boyd was a 13-year-old living in Cronulla at the time.
Both in the weeks leading up to the riots and then the subsequent months, got to see firsthand a lot of some pretty terrible behaviour. There were helicopters flying over our house for the weeks afterwards. The beaches were virtually empty and a heavy police presence all throughout the summer. So it was, certainly a very confronting and unusual thing for a 13-year-old to have to witness.
Footage from the day shows rampaging mobs of young men and women chanting racist slogans and at times clashing with police. Some individuals of Middle Eastern appearance were attacked by groups within the mob. That evening, a large convoy of youths of Middle Eastern descent from Western Sydney retaliated with further violence in Cronulla and other suburbs. In all, 26 people were injured, 104 arrested, and nearly 300 charges were laid. Smaller riots continued to break out in surrounding suburbs in the nights that followed. Feroza Sattar was a 17-year-old Muslim who had moved from Sydney's northern beaches to its southwest.
Feeling like this really jarring, competing reality of how I'm perceived amongst my Australian peers. So it was really confronting for me personally, and then to also see the impact that it had on the broader community was just really, really, really disappointing and really sad to see that there was, you know, a significant proportion of people that just didn't want us and didn't think that we belonged in Australia or in surf culture.
Mayor Jack Boyd says the events were not representative of the Cronulla community back then or now, but acknowledges the views that were on display need to be addressed.
Council's done a lot of work in trying to make sure that we support a lot of initiatives that make that really clear to people, whether it's through Harmony Week, Refugee Week. We partnered with a lot of multicultural organisations to really drive home that safety of access as well for surf education.
One of those programs was created by Feroz, who co-founded Surf Brothers, an organisation teaching swimming, surf survival and surf life-saving skills to young people from migrant communities. He says the program has seen strong bonds develop between his Muslim community and the area's surf life-saving community.
The power of relational health and, you know, community communities just organically coming together to help each other out, to develop skills and have a more inclusive surf culture that's representative of what modern Australia is, formed some really lovely friendships, genuine friendships between communities that have had really fractured relationships for the last 20 years or so.
But that sense of optimism is not shared uniformly throughout communities. Peter Dukas is chair of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia and says racist messages within the community have been growing louder.
We've seen only this year actual neo-Nazis on the front steps of the Australian Parliament. We've seen acts by certain senators in the National Parliament that would have been universally condemned 20 years ago. So I think that the efforts of racism and regression in Australia are actually emboldened in recent years, and it gives us all in the multicultural space cause for concern and cause to mobilise ourselves about the taking control of the conversation about what an Australian is.
Mass anti-immigration rallies in Sydney and Melbourne in August and October this year were attended by thousands, at time breaking out into contained violence. While the Cronulla riots have at various points been partly attributed to mob mentality, alcohol and antisocial elements, Mr. Dukas believes modern expressions of anti-immigration sentiment are in some ways more concerning.
The riots were a one-off flash in a pan, as we say, whereas the rallies that we've seen more recently are far more coordinated and have a political agenda. After the Cronulla riots, there didn't appear to be a movement, per se, that that was built up. There was general condemnation, and I think overwhelming community condemnation towards what had happened, and towards the messages and the violence of what we had seen on Cronulla Beach 20 years ago. Today we have coordinated pseudo political movements that espouse similar ideals, and that's of great concern to us.
Back in Cronulla, Tony Morbus has run the Eat Lebanese restaurant since 2020. He has been coming to the area since 2014, when his father opened a fruit and vegetable store, then a coffee shop. He remembers being initially nervous about moving to the area, but says his family has been embraced by the community.
The most significant moment for me remembering everything was when we decided to put the word Lebanese on a sign. I think we were the first ones since the riot to actually do that. And I remember being very nervous, thinking, okay, we're taking a big step here and I wonder what's going to happen. Honestly, 99% of it was really overwhelmingly positive. I think people were ready for the change. We did have a couple of idiots come through. I'm almost 100% certain they weren't even from the area. But yeah, it's just been really positive for us.
He also believes there is scope to improve relations between different cultural groups if people of all backgrounds are willing to reach out to others.
Mostly, I think Aussies are a very welcoming community, and I feel, you know, equally Australian as I do Lebanese. And I think people need to kind of take a step back sometimes if they feel apprehensive towards a new culture and just, you know, look for the positives. We all have a lot to offer each other.
Edwina Guinan, SBS News.
This Christmas, discover festive favourites at Harvey Norman. Gamers will love the latest gaming consoles. Tech fans, a sleek new smartphone. Active lifestyles, smartwatches and fitness trackers. Music lovers, wireless headphones and portable speakers. Ice cream makers for dessert lovers. Air fryers for quick meals and outdoor grills for summer feasts. For fun and personal touches, instant photo printers, premium hair care and styling tools. From cutting-edge gadgets to lifestyle luxuries, find everything you need to celebrate at Harvey Norman.